This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yeah, buddy, here we go. It's hour number three of the G-Bag Nation going all the way till 7 o'clock tonight. Sands is coming up here in about 40 minutes. We'll preview Rangers A's with you. We got what you drink and what you thinking in an hour. Right now, it is time for Wolchuk's Daily Football Fix. Here he is,
Zach. All right, getting some texts in. So I do want to pay this off for our MFFLs out there, but it is true. Shams Charania, Mark Stein reporting that the Mavericks are waiving Omax Prosper. So they've been trying to trade him. Didn't work out. Omax Prosper's been waived. They can now re-sign Dante Exum. They needed to open up a roster spot, so Exum's back. Bye-bye, Omax. That's a bummer. I had high expectations for Omax, and I don't know if the Mavericks are going to be able to win without him.
Yeah. Yeah, it hurts, man. It hurts. Hate to see him go. It's a bummer.
Hey, without question, probably the biggest loss that DFW's had since Luka.
Got those some in there. Christy Scales listened to the program.
Yeah.
Scoop.
Christy.
Yeah, she was talking. She was part of our conversation here. Clark's only missed 7 games in 9 seasons.
It's amazing.
One game for an ankle back in 17, 3 for an elbow in 18, and 3 for a groin in 20. He's played a ton of snaps, over 6,200 snaps in his career.
You mean, what was that? Was it a groin?
It was a groin injury. You know that.
Could you ask Christy about Tyler Booker's status for Thursday night? Get ahead of that.
Do you think Tyler Booker's right playing on Thursday? Can you just let us know? Eric's wondering if Tyler Booker's going to be playing.
Just want to make sure I'm buttoned up.
And what's the weather situation like in Filthy? Are we dressing for rain or what's the...
Just look that up on chat.
Yeah, oh, but I trust Christy.
Field conditions.
You know Christy's going to be buttoned up and ready to go. Now, speaking of our guy Kenny Clark here, awesome article. Bill Barnwell always on it on ESPN, just kind of working out the whys, why the Cowboys did this, why the Packers did this. But he said there's no doubt Kenny Clark very good as a run defender. And keep in mind what Brian just told you last year. He's playing with a damn bunion issue. Mm-hmm. I mean, the guy's foot was basically falling off of his toe was falling off of his foot. Ranked 18th in stop rate, 27th in rush yards per tackle among everyone in the league. Also ranked 21st in ESPN's run stop win rate among interior linemen. So he is without question one of the better.
Dude, he plays with some power now.
One of the better run-defending tackles in all of football.
Attitude and effort, man.
That's what you need.
Well, I mean, okay, so there's what, like 64 starting tackles if you're 21st? If you're 27th?
With playing on one foot?
Okay.
I think healthy, we can jolt that up 10 spots.
He just, tell you,
Dawson, I think 2 years ago he was 7th in this category, so that's why I'm excited about it.
Balling.
I feel like, though, that at least, you know, they're trying to... And I hate to say it, they put so much on this, but it's talking about run defense. And as I said earlier, they should have tried to fix it in the spring.
Oh, they absolutely should have. I mean, there were players they could have gotten.
But I'm just saying, though, that if this is part of the trade, you got a guy that has some history to him about playing the run. And so that's – and the 7.5 sacks, I mean, that was encouraging. So you see the sack numbers were like 4, 6, 7.5. I mean, he only had one last year, but – The power this guy plays, he's different than some of the guys that they have. I think him, you know, him and Winfrey and those guys, that gives me hope. Mozzie, you could sit with me and watch the game. You know, I can't believe they're carrying 12 defensive linemen right now, by the way.
Well, they shouldn't be keeping Mozzie Smith.
But that's where we're at right now. We're keeping 12.
And keeping 12.
You know, we had to push. I hope Flournoy didn't.
I hope Flournoy gets back. We need to check on this. And I'm glad Zion Childress is back in the building.
Yeah, I'll check on that.
But, I mean, right now, what are they doing? Rocking with four wide receivers? I mean, wait, come on. We're going to get Ryan Flournoy back.
Well, they're going to try and get him on the practice squad. Yeah, they're going to try and get him on the practice squad and then go from there.
Well, let's take a little peek, because now, and I loved what John Machota was saying last night, that there is no more, oh my gosh, the cap room, the cap space. You have put yourself in a position now where you're going to have some wiggle room. You're going to have some money to throw at free agency next year.
Probably.
So Greg Rosenthal has already put together, hey, who's headlining the upcoming class for 2026? I'm looking at it.
Yeah.
I'm getting ready.
Which guys are
going to
get tagged by their team and stay?
Maybe, okay? Nick Benito of the Broncos. Now, they've spent a lot of money on defensive players. Can they afford another one? I'm going to say no, Eric, all right?
Hey, if we can't afford Micah Parsons, how can they afford Nick Benito?
Bring in Nick Benito. We could afford Micah Parsons. Cowboys just didn't want to.
That's a good clarification.
They just didn't want to. Jalen Phillips with the Dolphins. How do we feel about him?
Well, he's truly a defensive player of the year caliber dude, if he could just stay healthy.
And then you've got...
That's a huge question.
Okay. Well, probably not for me then. Trey Hendrickson is going to be a free agent, NFL sack leader.
30-year-old, right?
He is. And maybe you can get him a little bit under the price tag there.
He's used to playing under the price tag.
He is. He's used to cheap teams. Of course, the Cowboys need to work on maybe re-signing their own. Like, let's get Tyler Smith done.
You
want to get De'Ron Bland done?
Yeah, if we could do that, I'd...
Pickens, maybe.
The Pickens thing, it feels like, unless this is just a disaster year for him, that should be a no-brainer.
Pickens,
yeah. Get
Smith,
Pickens done.
Sure.
Make this thing happen here. And then that Travis Jones, defensive tackle of the Ravens.
Man, that's the guy that I would have wanted.
That guy was floated out there.
I would have wanted him if they traded with the Ravens.
He's a free agent. So that's just a couple of guys that are going to be at the top of the market if the Cowboys want to play ball. You also have Adafe Owe, the Ravens edge rusher.
Oh.
And the Ravens will sometimes let these guys go. Yeah, Owe. They'll let these guys go. Had 10 sacks last year, and maybe he's a guy that you're looking at and saying,
they drafted Green, right?
They did. They just drafted my guy, Mike Green.
Let me throw this long shot contingency on the pile as well.
Throw
just like what's going to happen with this cap space?
And Jabril Peppers isn't good, 903. We don't want Jabril Peppers.
I've told you about how the Cowboys do have an option on Dak Prescott in March, fifth day of the league year. Mm. What if opening up all this cap space allows you a more cleaner cutoff?
Oh, yeah.
Don't got to post June 1 Dak.
For sure.
You know, we can essentially absorb that entire cap hit and move on now if you wanted to.
Yeah. No, that's another layer in this thing. In the opening segment, we were throwing that out. Hey, you now have money to kind of eat that if you need to. And then we go get Lenora Sellers or Nussmeier or Klubnik, or in 2 years from now, if it's Arch Manning or if it's Dylan Raiola, Mini Mahomes from Nebraska, whoever it is that you really, really like. I'm not mentioning Drew Aller because I don't really, really like Drew Aller. But maybe, you know what? That's probably what's going to end up freaking happening here. The Cowboys are going to fall in love with bleeping Drew Aller.
The Mini Mahomes.
My heart is going to be just shredded.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
That is the worst case scenario.
Mini Mahomes is Mahomes in every way except for actually playing the position.
Dude, the whole, like, he's not bad. He does not have a lot to work with there at Nebraska. I will say that. His receivers are pretty poor.
Were you pretty close to jumping off the wagon last night?
Yeah, if they had blown that one again, like Cincinnati's driving with 30 seconds left, they get an interception in the end zone, the Huskers do to hold it. Man, I was about to say, I can't deal with this. I'm not gonna jump on a Nebraska team's bandwagon here for multiple years and all they're doing is heartbreaking defeats. I deal with that with my own teams. I don't need to just like adopt another one just for fun. And here's Nebraska just breaking my heart. Most annoying players in the NFL. Now, we've got this ranked
Micah Parsons
per fan base. Now, the Cowboys players might have voted him as the most annoying.
Travis Kelce's got to be number one, right?
Easy. Travis Kelce was number one as the most annoying player.
NFL players.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
He actually was number two. This is fan bases.
Oh, fan base.
Fan bases voted who they find most annoying. Kelsey was two.
Russell Wilson.
Not in the top five.
Oh, geez.
But I'm sure he got votes.
Pay attention.
I know. I would probably voted him one. Rodgers got number one.
Oh yeah. Aaron Rodgers. Sure.
Kelsey two. Mahomes three.
Oh, that's just...
Tom Brady.
Just hater.
Yeah, just hating. Dak Prescott at four.
Oh.
That's Cowboys fans.
Man. And Odell Beckham Jr. came in at number five. Cowboys fans.
Eric. Odell Beckham
that's
Jr.
That's Eric in the spring.
Cowboy fans voted Travis Kelce is the most annoying.
Oh, Cowboys fans did?
Yep. Hmm. They had
Kelce.
They just
hate Taylor Swift, right?
What's annoying about Dak? Just how much people talk about him?
I guess.
How expensive he is for not being worth it.
He's likable.
Pretty annoying.
I mean, they were about to do the same thing with this defensive player, but thank God they didn't, right? Dodged a bullet there, big time.
The Dak contract would have been way worse than the Micah contract.
What's the difference between the two?
Well, the difference is Dak is the highest paid player at a position where he's nowhere close to being the best player. And Micah would have been the highest paid player at a position where he might be. Yeah, what do you think if you put up a poll, like if you had not signed Dak last year and you got to keep Micah yesterday?
I think people would have been okay with that.
Yeah.
But I think both have failed in big games.
It was a massive elephant in the room yesterday when Stephen and Jerry were talking about, you know, there's only so much pie to go around. And, you know, how could we have this player and then not have everybody else? It felt like they were, you know, setting up for Dak to be next. You know, I that would be the logical progression in something like that. But then Jerry comes out with the big sale on Dak, like, we're happy we got him. And this is a big, we did this because we have Dak and we need to surround him with more good players. I was like, man, you're halfway home. You know, I guess you're always selling. You're always selling for this year. But I think it would be, you know, well thought out if next March they decide to turn that approach on their quarterback, unless it's an amazing year.
Sure. Yeah.
I mean, if Dak plays well this year, and I'll eat all the crow, and if they're a playoff team and just the passing offense is enough to make them viable and competitive with, you know, a poor running game and a poor run defense, I'll eat crow. And I'll be excited about it, but I think we should be pretty much near the end one way or another.
Yeah, I would agree. We're getting close, and we'll see how this year goes. Maybe the offense is going to be awesome, and they'll be able to carry the football team. But if it's bad, now you got the ammunition to go get the quarterback, and that's got to be the silver lining here for Cowboy fans. I also don't think this contract's going to age well for Green Bay. I don't at all. I don't think Micah Parsons is worth that money personally.
So you kind of buy into the dodge bullet theory?
I do. Yeah, I do.
Wow.
I absolutely do. I can't tell you a game that was a big, meaningful game that Micah Parsons took over and dominated. And if you're paying a defensive player that amount of money, I want that.
He had two sacks and a forced fumble in the first Eagles game last year, gifted the offense into the 5-yard line. Right. The offense got no points.
I watched Cooper Rush drop the ball in the 12-yard yeah. line on a snap.
He's like, I just sacked I sacked and forced the fumble of Jalen Hurts versus an offensive line that's the best of the sport. They're double-teaming me, and I'm still finding a way to sack the Super Bowl champion quarterback, force the fumble, and my quarterback's going to fumble the ball and give the ball right back.
So what happened in the Saints game and the Ravens game at the beginning of the year?
Well, when you're playing with 10 dudes that are awful, I don't know that one guy's going to make that
yeah
can only make so much
four
of a difference.
Playoff games, which I don't think is a small sample size. I think four playoff games is a solid amount.
Gosh.
And you had eight total tackles, one sack, no forced fumbles, three quarterback hits in four games, and three tackles for loss.
I'd say they game plan pretty well for him.
We're talking about a guy that, I mean, you got to pick and choose who you're paying here. I'm not upset that the Cowboys aren't the ones paying him $47 million
a
year.
Were you celebrating last night with the front office?
I would have celebrated if they had done this back in April, and they would have gotten more for him then. Mm-hmm. The timing of this is what I have an issue with.
You're mad about the
team. Yeah. I don't like trading him to the Packers. I like trading Micah Parsons. I do think there are elements to Micah Parsons that are extremely overrated.
Let me ask you this. Packers were only team or signed him to a $40 million contract?
If I had to trade him to the Packers, then I would go with the Packers.
Okay, I'm just saying, you got to trade him to the Packers or sign him with $40 million.
Now, if I had have moved on from Dak, and now I don't have the Dak contract weighing over my head, then I'd have been more open-minded. But hearing the stuff that we've heard behind the scenes about, like, there are a lot of players that don't like Micah, and he does not fit this culture stuff that Shoddy's trying to preach here and change. Yep.
Well,
he absolutely does not.
If you had paid him when you should have, I would imagine that the culture fitting in would be a hell of a lot different.
What Nick Eatman told us today, and this is also kind of the stuff that we had heard, the laying on the trainer's table, that's like a daily basis thing. That's like the vibe that he gives off to everybody in that building on a daily basis. I don't know that the money was necessarily fixing that. And the leadership stuff, he just wasn't. But you're right. If I'd have felt totally different if you're getting him for $30 million versus $47 million, you know, getting ahead on it, which is the Eagles' philosophy. Mm-hmm. And that's why the Eagles are winning.
It's most teams' philosophy. I mean, you got guys in the class that were drafted a year after Micah Parsons that have already re-upped with their team.
Yeah. No, I mean, hey, if you get ahead of this thing and we're not talking about setting records, it's an entirely different conversation. But I don't know that the Packers, and I would have had the same fear for the Cowboys, are going to get the return on the investment for that type of money to one player. And now what does that do to the rest of your team? And the Cowboys paid CD. They paid Dak. If they had have gotten in bed with Micah and are paying him, it's like, crap, how many more guys can we bring in here? This team is so top heavy already. I think that they would have been absolutely screwed.
Yeah, you know, they messed up not getting it done way early. Like, you could have him for, what, 32 or 34 or, you know, something like that. But once you're here and once you saw how last season went and how this training camp and preseason went, like, I think things changed the day you had that Rams joint practice. And they saw exactly how bad that they were getting whooped. And everything that we thought was positive in the 2 weeks of practice leading up to that was just a reflection that their opposition in practice wasn't very good either. You know, and then you get into the preseason, you see how bad your depth is. You can't even execute simple things. You know, I feel like we'd seen this movie. It was as good as it was going to get in 21, 22, 23. It couldn't get out of the division round.
Hey, by the way, Flournoy didn't get claimed.
All right.
So, well, let's go.
Good deal.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.